A new mental health inpatient unit has officially opened its doors at the Queensway Carlton Hospital, QCH. The new inpatient unit, located one floor above the original mental health build, is now double the size of its original footprint. Along with adding a brand new 4-bed psychiatric intensive care unit, the space also features a secure outdoor courtyard for patients, additional areas for exercise and a comfort room flooded with natural light. The 24 regular patient rooms are now all private. This expansion has been a long time coming, with years of planning, fundraising and preparations, said Dr. Andrew Falconer, President and Chief Executive Officer, CEO, of the Queensway Carlton Hospital in a release. It's quite exciting to see the first phase of this project completed, especially for the patients who will benefit from what our new inpatient unit has to offer. With this rebuild, which includes private inpatient rooms for admitted patients, we're able to provide better mental health care for more people who need it. The original mental health floor will be remodeled for mental health outpatient services, with the entire renovation and expansion of the new Barbara Crook and Dan Greenberg Mental Health Center set to be fully completed later next year. QCH's mental health program provides intensive and acute mental health care, with inpatient beds, 24/7 emergency consultations, outpatient assessment and treatment, and a recovery-oriented group-based day treatment program. Last year, over 12,600 patients received mental health care at QCH, up 18% from 3 years ago. Patients also have more serious conditions and require more complex treatment. This project was made possible thanks to the overwhelming generosity of our community and philanthropic leaders, including Barbara Crook and Dan Greenberg, explained Shannon Gorman, President and CEO of the Queensway Carlton Hospital Foundation. Through the foundation's Hopes Rising campaign, an incredible $6 million was donated over the course of 6 years to support the initiative. As an advocate for mental health and wellness in our community, this project was incredibly close to my heart, said Barbara Crook. With the opening of this new center, those in need of acute mental health care will have access to the very best treatment, in an environment that will promote hope and healing, close to their homes. Along with support from the Ottawa community, the project received $9 million in funding from the Ministry of Health, with construction getting underway last March.